I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It is an interconnected planet, and every day here on the show, we talk about those connections. Today, how a decision made here by President Trump has consequences halfway across the globe. The decision I'm talking about came in January, when Trump signed a so-called global gag rule, cutting off U.S. funding for any non-governmental organization that even mentions the word abortion. So what are the consequences of that for a country like Kenya, like health clinics in Kenya that provide family planning counseling, cervical cancer screening, and AIDS screening? They're at risk of losing financial support because of Trump's gag rule. Kenya is heavily dependent on U.S. health funds to fight HIV/AIDS and provide female reproductive services. One group that runs 16 clinics in the country is Family Health Options Kenya. Melvin Uyo and Amos Impano are here with me to talk about this global gag rule, as they've been doing for the past week with audiences in towns across America. So, Melvin, you're the clinic director. Have you and the clinic been complying with the global gag rule?
At the clinic level, we have not complied with the global gag rule because this is like committing suicide and just watching women die in your hands. And an example is, of course, we ran out of stock for contraception. A young girl who came, she didn't access her injection, which she always got through the outreach services. And as a result, she got pregnant. This was an unplanned pregnancy. When she came, she was so suicidal. And she's a 20-year-old, lives in a family of three, in living standards are very poor, with open sewer, no access to safe water. She cannot just afford to carry a pregnancy to term. And she just says, I will die if I cannot get assistance or service and safe service to be able to terminate the pregnancy. I took her through counseling and was able to refer her appropriately. And she was saved from committing suicide.
So, Amos, have you started seeing the effects of the global gag rule? Has some money started drying up?
Yes. As Family Health Options Kenya, we have already started seeing the impact of the reduction in funding. We have close to one clinic in the coastal region of Kenya where we used to provide family planning services. And so if we are to sign into the gag rule, it means then we are going to throw away our mandate of reaching out to young women, women who need family planning services. I can give an example of a girl who just a few weeks ago got pregnant, an intended pregnancy, and she is not according to customs to get pregnant. And when the mother went to the market, on returning back, the girl is dead. She just killed herself. This would not have happened if this girl accessed the family planning method. This is just an example of one girl and could happen to many other girls.
And when they get unplanned pregnancies, they either will want to terminate the pregnancy or they will carry the pregnancy to term. If they carried the pregnancy to term and they cannot be able to afford for the families, that will mean another trouble. An example, a young girl who worked in the clinic, she had previously had to go out and have sex for money to be able to take care of the family. And she got pregnant. She was forced to carry a pregnancy and delivered at 16 years. From that, she could not just avoid having sex for money because she has to survive within the slums. So she was referred to Family Health Options Kenya to be able to access a family planning method. When she came, I was able to provide a 5-year implant, and she went away happy and comfortable. And she says, once the 5 years are over, I'll come for another one because I now know the referral point where I can get this.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, too, the horrible case of being forced into prostitution to raise a baby. But there are other consequences that you didn't mention, like suddenly girls can't go to school as they might have wanted because they have to do these other jobs.
And actually, this particular girl, the moment she got that contraceptive, she looked back and she said, I'm going back to school so that I can be able to earn a living and take care of my children and as well as my mother.
What percentage of your budget is American money? And are there other avenues of funding that you can turn to kind of offset what will be cut from your budget?
Actually, Family Health Options Kenya does not receive direct funding from America. Our main grant comes from IPPF. International Planned Parenthood Federation.
Okay. So the U.S. funding goes through IPPF, which then disperses to you, but because of the global gag rule, they'll just be giving you less. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Family Health Options Kenya, you're in a really terrible dilemma. You will get all your services shut down if you continue to not abide by the global gag rule, but philosophically, it's in your DNA to continue providing these services. What are you going to do? Do you have any strategy?
Right now, the unfortunate thing that we are doing is that we are charging a small fee for clients who come to our services so that we can be able to sustain the interventions. And this is basically causing more trouble because, you know, we provide services in communities which are poor in the rural areas. We provide services to the communities in the slum areas, and they don't have the money to pay for this service. So for us to be able to find an alternative, we have to charge so that we are able to sustain the staff. But on the other hand, the clients that we expect to pay are not able to pay. So we are really in a very serious dilemma here.
Looking out into what other interventions, we're pleading that if we can get some other source of funding from anywhere else, and especially in the United States of America, as they have done previously.
You've been here for,
actually, for that.
Over a week now. Tell me what you've been doing and what the response has been from audiences you've spoken to about the Global Gag Rule.
We have explained to our audience what is happening and the current situation in our country and what actually we're sharing with you today. And we have also been able to communicate our need, our desire, and our plea to be able to get other sources of funding. Because what we're saying essentially is if we cannot get other means, if we cannot intervene in the right time, we are going to see a suffering country. And in the African context, you know, people tend to live in very small houses. And what happens, they occasionally would have sex even with relatives. Like an example is a young girl, a 13-year-old girl who worked in my clinic, and she had been raped by the uncle who she lives with in the slums. And so she really came and she was crying. She was suicidal and was just waiting to die. And she actually tried every means. She had taken some herbs. She didn't know what to do. And she explained that someone referred her to our clinic. And so you look at this kind of girls. It means then that in all other areas that family planning services that are not actually receiving at the moment are going through the same. Women and girls will be going through the same. They lack access to age-appropriate comprehensive education on sexuality, and so they will not be able to seek such kind of services.
How much hope do you have?
We are very hopeful that as we share our stories, we hope that this message is going to go through and convince our partners, our supporters, to come to our rescue.
Amos, you sound quite optimistic. You kind of shook your head when I asked the question, Melvin.
I'm hopeful because of the cry of a woman, the cry of a young girl, and just the fact that these women and young people will die from preventable causes. We cannot just let them die.
Amos Empano and Melvin Uyo with Family Health Options Kenya. Thanks very much for coming to the studio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.